Hello, it is the 6th of November, and that means it must be the 6th mini-broadcast in my Audio Mo series of mini-podcasts about internet provision in Ireland and why we need high-speed broadband everywhere in Ireland and not just in the select, the anointed, the blessed locations. We need it everywhere. Now, for the last couple of days, I've been talking about the reasons why we need broadband, and I'm going to give you one more reason today, one more reason tomorrow, and then we're going to move on to other aspects of broadband provision in Ireland. So, for instance, I have been researching who the spokespeople are for the main political parties here in Ireland, and I will be approaching them to get their thoughts. I've been delving into the roadmap, the plan, the big scheme for broadband here in Ireland, and it's a bit disappointing, but we will come to that. We have 30 Audio Mo audio boos, you and I, together, if you can stand that many, one a day until the end of the month. But we will be going through that plan, and we'll be looking at some quite alarming aspects, because I'll let you know now, built into it, the politicians of Ireland have already decided that there is going to be broadband inequality in this country. I don't think that's a particularly good idea, but we'll come to that. We will go through the plan. We will look at it later on in the month. We're also going to look at where we are at the moment. What is the broadband that is available to us right now? And I'm going to see if the broadband providers in Ireland will tell me what they have in store, what their own plans are. But for the moment, let's just dwell on one more reason why we need high-speed broadband, and it's to do with the cloud, and it's to do with delivery of software and storage of our own files. Now, I'm going to throw a number at you. 1 trillion. And I threw that number at you yesterday, didn't I? It was 1 trillion. This whole podcast series at the moment revolves around the number 1 trillion. Yesterday, it was 1 trillion euros. Today, we're going to be looking at 1 trillion objects. Now, that was the number that halfway through August of this year, that was the number of objects, as they like to call them, objects stored on the Amazon S3 cloud computing solution. I use it myself. I use it to store photographs. It's one of my backup, offsite backup solutions. So 1 trillion things, objects, have been stored. And now they've broken it down. That's 142 objects per person living on the planet. That's 3.3 objects for every star in our galaxy. There you are. And apparently, if you could count one object per second, it would take you 31,710 years to count them all. So if you could count one object every second, it would take you almost 32,000 years to count 1 trillion objects. I would hate to figure out with my broadband connection how long it would take to upload 1 trillion objects. I mean, I'll give you an idea. As I'm talking now, I've got an upload going on in the background, and it's just over 0.5 gigabyte. It's an audio file, and it's a high quality audio file, and it's being uploaded via Dropbox to so I can send it to a podcast producer in the UK. And at the moment, let me check. I will tell you how fast it's going. At the moment, oh, it's going at lightning speed. Oh, my goodness, I'm excited. I'll tell you why in a minute. It is going at 23.8 KB/sec, which I think is kilobytes per second. Why am I excited? Well, not so long ago, I'm talking about half an hour ago, we were running at 4.4 kilobytes per second upload. And the information I was being given was that would take 28 hours. So can you imagine at 4.4 kilobytes a second, how long it would take to upload 1 trillion files? And I don't even know how big those files are, because that information isn't contained herein. But it would take a lot longer, I think, than 32,000 years. Anyway, so why is that relevant? Well, I think that figure is relevant. That 1 trillion is relevant simply because not so long ago, that figure of things stored on the Amazon S3 cloud computing solution was half that. And it's been growing at that rate pretty much every year. I'm just going to see if I can find these figures, because I did have them. Oh, here we go. So it was 1 trillion at sort of halfway through August. And let us see what it was. Bear with me 2 seconds, I should have prepared this. Anyway, at the end of the fourth quarter in 2010, for instance, it was 262 billion. So we'll call it very roughly a quarter. So about 18 months ago, it was a quarter of that was being stored on the Amazon S3 servers. And I'm thinking correct in thinking about around about this time last year, it was half of what it is now. It seems to be, if I look at the figures from 2006, where it's gone from 2006, the end of 2006, there were 3 billion objects on Amazon's S3 server. The end of 2007, 14 billion. The end of 2008, 40 billion. The end of 2009, 102 billion, doubling again. And then at the end of 2010, 262 billion. And of course, at the end of this year, it's actually going to be more than that 1 trillion, because that 1 trillion is a figure from several months ago. So the growth in cloud computing has been absolutely phenomenal. And I think it's only going to increase. I think it's only going to be a service that we're going to want to make more use of. And if we are uploading big photographic files and video files, and they can be massive, we're going to want high-speed broadband, because we can't be putting up with 28 hours to upload a file. It's insane. That's ridiculous. Businesses can't survive if it's going to take a day to upload a single file or more. That's pathetic. Even worse is if while I've been talking is a download of the new operating system for my iPad. So iOS 6 was what was on there. I don't know what it's been upgraded to, but I think it's probably iOS 6.1 or 6.01. And that took the best part of 2 hours to download onto the iPad via my broadband connection. Now again, for businesses, that's unacceptable. We can't expect to be waiting 2 hours to download software. And of course, software is being delivered now via the internet. It's not being delivered on a disk. The last three or four operating system upgrades that I've done, two of which have been substantial, have come via the internet. I haven't had a disk to pop into the computer. Similarly, I hire my software applications, my imaging, video and audio software applications from Adobe via a subscription program. So, and I had to download all that software. It took forever. In fact, I still don't have the full suite because there are certain programs that I don't need. I'd like to try them out, but I just can't be bothered to have them clogging up my download speeds while I'm working. I could download them overnight, I suppose, and let the computers run. But actually, there's a thought. Because of the slow download speeds, I have to run my computers at night. Now, imagine if we all had to run our computers at night because of the slow download speeds. We'd be running up additional bills, all of us, just like I am. But we'd also be using up vast amounts of additional electricity that we didn't need to. If we had quick broadband, we wouldn't have to. I certainly wouldn't have to have my computer running during the night. So there's another reason. It's just that we are being delivered software and we want to upload our files to the cloud. Cloud solutions and internet delivery is where it is at when it comes to files, which are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and excuse me, software, which is also getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So, you know, there's another reason, really. Now, I just want to do a quick shout out to a couple of people who've bothered to taken the time to get in touch with me. Adon Enright sent me a useful report about broadband in the UK, 4G broadband in the UK. Jamie Lawrence has sent me a useful document as well. So thank you very much, Jamie. David Bailey. Now, don't, because you're probably thinking Roger's a photographer. Could it be the David Bailey? No, it isn't. But David Bailey, who is a man of, who has had a fascinating life, now lives in Bosnia and is an audio man extraordinaire. He was in touch with me about the broadband that he can get in Bosnia, a country, I suppose you could say, recovering from a war still. But anyway, he has taken the time to get in touch and give me information about his situation, the broadband provision there. So I do appreciate the people who've taken the time to drop me a line. If you want to drop me a line, if you want to say, Roger, you're talking nonsense, it's all going to be fine, please let me know. Reassure me. Reassure me. I'd love to be reassured. If you're experiencing bad broadband yourself, if you're in Ireland, again, let me know. If you're outside of Ireland, absolutely happy to hear from you. Because I think the Finns have probably got it right when they are looking at high-speed broadband as being a universal human right. Because I think without it, we're going to struggle. And now, it sounds very dramatic, a universal human right, you know, is one of these key things. It should almost be enshrined in the Constitution. And I accept that things like liberty are far more important. But you can see and you get a sense of why they said this. You get a sense of why broadband is so important, because I liken it in many ways to the provision of clean water to houses and electricity itself. Without these things, life becomes incredibly difficult. And that's really where this whole series of audio boos and these audio moes is coming from, is that worry, that concern. Anyway, I've gone far too long today. I do appreciate that. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye now.